Congratulations, non-whites.
Also, I haven't worn a condom since 1997. Hello and welcome. We are back from theballerlifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. Thank you very much for joining the show. Episode 310, the best phone number prefix area code you can have in Southern California. Everyone wants a 310, and then you know what? They're out of them. You can't get a new 310. And then they give you, you know what they give you? 818. You don't want an 818. And also there's some weird one like 626 or something that's like basically like, hey, I'm a fucking bumpkin that just moved here. They gave me a 626. That's how it works. That's the hierarchy out here. Thank you for joining the show. If you would like to reach out, I noticed not a lot of people reached out this week via email, mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. It turns out that maybe when you're worried about the availability of dairy products at the grocery store, maybe emailing a podcast isn't tops of your list. Same with the voicemail, 949-464-8257. Call us there. I know it's in just a crazy time. An unprecedented thing is happening in our world right now. People are freaked out. I went to Costco today to get a few things. Of course, I'm the only one that went there to get a few things because all the doomsday preppers got there first and took care of all the fucking meat items. Any kind of anything in a can is history. It's all in somebody's bunker somewhere. If, you know, things turn really sour, I'm going to be fucked. But, I'm willing to take that chance. I am joined now, as I am each and every week, by the newly 44-year-old Ed Daly. Ed, happy birthday, buddy. How are you?
I think it was my birthday when everything kind of fell apart. Once Tom Hanks got it,
yeah,
everything kind of fell apart. The NBA guys.
Yeah.
But I did, and this isn't, who gives a shit about it? I told you so. I did say, I think the number's going to spike. The thing is, we don't know our numbers because
we don't test.
Only yeah. Famous rich people are getting tested.
I know. It's great.
But the numbers are, yeah, they're there. And it's a little bit freaky living in a town like Hoboken, which is like the second most densely populated town in America. Like it's. There's just people on top of people here.
Yeah. So, which is why the number, like in New York City across the river, where the numbers are just crazy high, highest in the country, it's because of the dense population. And that is something to be concerned about when you live on top of each other.
The mayor was like, you know, sending out warnings and this and that. And like the weekend, it was still, the bars were packed with, you know, everybody in their 20s, just packed,
yeah.
Like just on top of everybody. And so he just shut it down. And he's been on like a lot of national shows and other places that picked it up. But yeah, it's near martial law, not martial. That might have been one of the stories, but yeah. But yeah, it's just America's closed for business for a couple months at least.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. And it all, you know, things are just kind of like, hey, we're keeping an eye on this. You know, we're concerned. And then I got on a plane to the opposite coast of the United States. And as soon as I got on the plane, they're like, cancel every fucking major sport. Don't go outside your house. Chet Hanks was telling me that his dad, Chet Hayes, was telling me that his
what did he say? He said
he's chilling. He said
my dad's not tripping.
Not tripping. That's what it was. Yeah, he's not tripping.
He's not tripping.
Yeah, Tom Hanks ain't tripping.
What's going on? And it's so weird because Colin Hanks looks like Tom Hanks Jr.
He's a big nerd. Yeah,
But Chet Hayes looks like nobody. He doesn't look like his mom either. He doesn't look like Rita Wilson.
Right. Well, they have different moms, but I think.
No. But Colin Hanks is with the mom nobody knows.
Right. Yeah.
But Chet Hayes is with the two famous people we know.
Right. That's right.
And he doesn't look like them. And it's weird.
I think they have another son that's like not a rapper.
Yeah.
He's just normal.
He's like, yeah, photographer.
Yeah. Just regular.
Not famous.
Which, you know, you could be awesome and be Chet Hayes, or you could just be, you know, draw my pen, somebody that nobody knows. So, yeah, shit got really weird. I was really concerned that I was going to not be able to make it home. Other people are really concerned that I'm going to infect them by having been on an airplane, which I'm pretty sure is not how it works, but also probably not the safest
what
situation.
What is gross about airplanes
is everything.
It's the plastic. I remember reading a study on the New York City subway.
Yeah.
One of these research teams got their petri dishes and studied samples from all over the place. And people just assumed the poles where everybody holds their hands would be the dirtiest, but they said metal, it's all right. Like, you know, it's not the cleanest thing when thousands of people are holding it. But the dirtiest part is the plastic handrail to go down the escalator. Yep. Plastic. And the planes, those trays they make you put all your shit in, those are filthy at airports.
Yep.
And the tray tables, and those are disgusting.
Yep.
It's the plastic on planes.
Yeah, that's what they say. The tray table, disgusting. And the same with the movie theater seat armrests. Fucking
yes.
This is what happens. Now that you're 44, this is going to happen to you. I couldn't think of the word armrest just now. Armrest? Who can't think of that word?
It happens on the show sometimes where I'm just at a loss for words, and it's a real simple word.
Yes.
It happens to me a fair amount.
It is. It's harder than you think. People don't realize. Sometimes I will... And I don't know, this is obviously a psychological thing. Sometimes in the course of a sentence, I'll identify a word five words ahead of what I'm saying. And I'll go, oh, when I get to that word,
yeah, I'm going to nail it.
I'm not going to be able to say it. And 100% of the time I can't say the word. And it reminds me, my uncle, who was kind of like a father figure to me as a kid, he would come pick me up and he'd like take me to the movies and stuff. And we would like walk to the movie theater and I would like, I'd be like 6 years old and he would do all these fucking psychological mind fucks on me. And so I'd be walking, like balancing on the curb and he would walk like 10 steps ahead and he'd point to a spot and he'd go, you see that spot right there? When you get to there, you're going to fall.
Oh, wow. He was really fucking with you.
And then I'd start laughing. And then as I got closer to the spot, it'd be like just like a little crack or something, just something identifiable or like where a blade of grass went across the curb. He goes, it's going to be right there that you're going to lose your balance. And I'd start laughing harder as I got closer and closer to the spot. And then the intensity of it would be too much for me. And I'd fall off. It's kind of like we put it into a more adult terms for the audience. It's kind of like when you're really trying hard not to ejaculate and you're like, all it is like, just don't. It's, you know, Xavier McDaniel's there. Don't come, Steve. And it's like, everything is like just thinking about not coming. Well, that's when it's going to come out. It's when you're thinking about not doing it that it comes out. If you're not thinking about it, it doesn't come out. You disagree?
Just the thing for me to stay in the sex theme.
Yeah, stay on the sex theme. It's my favorite topic.
And this,
as a serial monogamist, it's my favorite topic. Go on.
The condom issue. Now, I would say before I got snipped.
Yeah.
And then when you get snipped, they're like, well, you know, you got to take care of business and you also need to wear a condom for a little while because you still got bullets in the chamber.
Yeah.
and the process of putting on a condom.
Yeah, it ruins the moment.
I never once in my life thought about maintaining or getting an erection. And then when you're thinking about it, all of a sudden it's like, what?
It goes away.
I never thought about it.
Yes.
You don't think about it. And then once you start thinking about it, it's like, oh, wait a second. This is the worst.
Yes.
So I just, that's my, when you think about that, that's the hardest thing to do.
Absolutely. It's a purely psychological thing. Even if you juice it a little bit with some ED meds and you're thinking, oh, I can be as drunk as I want and still fuck. If you start thinking about it, you can't think about it or you're going to lose it. And that doesn't happen when you're 25.
Never thinking about it.
Yeah, you're not thinking. That's the thing. That's a really good point. You're not thinking about it. It's not something you ever thought of.
Never.
Also, I haven't worn a condom since 1997. Just putting that out there.
Yeah, well, I told you, I can't just time it. So yeah. I had to for a brief month. For a month,
it was
traumatic.
Yeah, because we were discussing the foolproof method, the fucking
that's not for me.
Undefeated, never foiled, 100% effective method of birth control, commonly referred to as pulling out.
Not for me.
Wasting one
that
in the
train
dirt
is leaving the station. There's no getting out for me.
Putting one over the goalie's head. You know, it just takes a little bit of self-discipline. Just right. Just when you're one pump away, just that you just don't take that last pump. Now, there's a lot of NBA players that don't have that discipline. And so, Ed, you're in that category with those guys.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just a regular NBA player.
You're there with Corleone Young and I can't think of two NBA. Allen Houston. I can't think of two NBA players.
Corleone Young. I don't even know if he lasted a season in the NBA.
Yeah, I know.
Amazing. And Allen Houston, huge God Squad nerd. Like, I would guess of anybody, he would be the one who is not the type of guy who would have problems.
Didn't he have a problem with the old granddad's cough syrup? Wasn't he a boozer? Allen Houston?
He may have, but like, whatever gets you through the night. But every time he was a good player for the Knicks. I never enjoyed him because they'd be like, hey, you just hit a shot to beat the Heat in the first round. Like,
Jesus.
Be like, Jesus. Oh, did I mention Jesus? And Jesus and Jesus. I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake. Just talk about something else.
Yeah. Gotta thank the Lord.
But
yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, good job. Corleone Young and Allen Houston.
Yeah. Okay, you got anything else?
No, that's it.
Let's jump right into it then. Brian, they call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. That's very mean.
If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. Troy on DVD.
All right, Ed, it's kind of weird. It's kind of hard to talk. There's no sports. You can't talk about sports. There's no reason to turn on ESPN.
You know, and this is what I do every
week,
every show we've been doing for 5 years or whatever.
Yeah,
I will have sports on in the background. Maybe a couple times I noticed like Jackass was on TV, and that's the type of thing that you can kind of mindlessly
just have on in the back. Yep.
But I'm scrolling through now. Now look at, so there's, you know, some local stations. So SNY, which is like Sports New York Channel.
Yep.
I think it's the Mets station, but classic.
They're not
MLB
on WPIX anymore.
Well, they have like a deal where there's like 12 games per year, 20 games per year on like a local.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody gets channel. Yeah, yeah. And then the rest, it's MSG Network or the Yes Network is the Yankee thing.
Yep.
But they still have a couple on. But classic MLB baseball is the title. I drill down. 2019 New York Mets at St. Louis Cardinals.
Classic.
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 What? And then, like, okay, so there's some college football replays. SEC Network at this current moment is playing Colorado State at Arkansas. Arkansas won like two games this year.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What? Ohio at Pittsburgh. Not Ohio State, even. Ohio at Pittsburgh. What?
Ohio what University?
Yeah, the Bobcats.
Yeah, the Bobcats. Yeah, that's just a bummer.
This is terrible. Anyway,
yeah,
you're going to notice a pretty common theme through every story. So we're going to make all these stories quick. And maybe we should have said at the beginning of the show, the NCAA tournament was canceled. But we've got a tournament for you.
Yeah, we're doing our own tournament. This is gonna be a good one. Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
All right. So first story, sports. Vasectomy patients pissed about NCAA tourney cancellations because they schedule it so they can sit around. Now,
yeah.
You know, there's no games, but I would counter to say you can't do much in this country right now but sit around, so you're fine.
Yeah, it actually is. It sucks that you can't sit around and watch the tournament, but if you've been on a freeway recently, it looks like a fucking zombie apocalypse has occurred in the world.
Yeah, this is the day after kind of shit.
Yeah, the shit out there is fucking nuts, and it's so weird and so eerie and so fucking gross and just odd and horrible. Just watch Netflix, like throw on a season of something.
God, I just watched season 3 of Fargo. So good. I mean, there's so many good shows. I watched Narcos Mexico. Like, there's just
so much good. I still haven't watched season 2 of Barry. I need to jump into that now that the fucking Bachelor's over.
Yeah, feels good. That's a show that you can enjoy, like seeing Winkler have his renaissance.
Right,
it's good.
And it's hey, look, and you aren't playing with live rounds after this weekend. Like, that's the real win. The real win isn't that you get around to watch sports with a bag of peas on your nuts. The real win is that for the rest of your life,
never worrying,
you can rock and fire, baby. You can rock and fire. Fill it up, big dog. You're a man now.
You're the man now, dog.
All right, what else, Ed?
These are maybe the four worst words in the English language. Penn State fan cruise set sail despite coronavirus with Sue Paterno and Franco Harris on board.
Wow.
What?
Wow. You got to feel sorry for Franco. I mean, I know he's getting a paycheck to do this.
Franco Harris is a real guy, like an NFL legend, college football legend. Sue Paterno?
Yeah, that is kind of weird.
His fucking wife?
That is kind of weird.
When you made dinner for Joe Pa, I remember reading the profiles like as he was going down, and that's the type of wife she was. She was like a hand him his brown bag lunch at the door kind of. She was June Cleaver.
Old school. What about Sandy Sandusky? Is she going to be there? Was his wife going to be on the cruise? That'd be pretty cool. I have some questions for her.
Is that guy Spaniel going to be there too? Grand Spaniel.
Spaniard.
Yeah, maybe not Spaniel. Spaniel. Yeah. I mean, of all cruises that are, the cruise industry is facing the reckoning we've been talking about for years.
Yeah, cruises are disgusting.
But a Penn State cruise is the one that just had to keep going.
It is kind of weird. You wonder, and obviously this is a hard question for you or I to answer because we're staunchly anti-cruise.
Yes.
But somebody that's like sort of anti-cruise, like never been on one, never really had the inkling to go on. Like, what level? Say you're at that level. Put yourself in that position where you're just a guy that doesn't really have strong opinions about cruises. What could there be a cruise of? A cruise theme that could get you to go on a cruise? Like a Maryland basketball, like,
right? But I, no, because I mean, I've been around some of these guys at like the bar like, in town.
Right. Like Stevie like Franchise is going to give a talk on a cruise. Like you don't care.
I've been in a bar with most of those guys at some point because you go back to football games and they'll just be the local bar. Yeah. And it's, you don't lose your, I mean, do you really want to, you appreciated what they did. And there's nothing because, hey, I love the movie Back to the Future, but what am I going to say to Doc Brown? You know, like what Seinfeld? I'm going to sit there and talk to, I mean, I would like to talk to Julia Louis-Dreyfus, but you don't have anything to talk. Hey, remember that? It becomes a Chris Farley show. Remember that time? Remember that episode you did this? What would you possibly talk to Sue Paterno about? Or just want to see your tanning?
What are you doing? Like, how were Joe's balls at the end? Like, low, really hanging low?
Did you hear a loud splash when he sat down on the toilet? Could you hear his balls hitting the water?
Right. Right. What was Joe Pa's like favorite? Like, did he like to get blown a lot? Was like, how'd he fuck? Like that was, what else? What could you possibly want to know about? What was his favorite dinner? Pot roast?
How were Sandusky's table manners when he came over twice a week?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
So this is a story that, you know, came out once the NBA, you postponed their season. These types of stories came out first. I think Kevin Love might have been the first one, or Giannis. These athletes are like, all right, I'm going to chip in $100,000. Rudy Gobert made the mistake of fucking around about the virus and touching all the microphones. And then he had to really apologize. He's like, all right, I'm in for $500,000.
He's French.
Rudy Gobert, by the way, the best nickname in sports for like the last 20 years, the Stifle Tower.
Shut up. French. I didn't even know that.
French shot blocker. That's the best nickname ever.
I love it. And probably like some recently departed NBA superstars.
Mm.
Rudy Gobert didn't name himself the Stifle Tower. That sounds like it's, you know, like Marv Albert or somebody with some juice came up with that.
But anyway, they're all chipping in, which is, you know, a great thing to do. Very nice. To help all these stadium workers, these like game day event people, they're not getting paid as long as there's no NBA or NHL. Yeah. And Mark Cuban stepped up, but I saw just today, James Dolan said he'll pay the people through the end of the week. And then he's going to set up a crowdsourcing.
Yeah.
When you own a team.
Yeah. You're making so much money.
I saw this like a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, one of these weird, I mean, very interesting, but the amount of time it took is insane. This guy, like, who tries to teach you economics through like things you can picture, and he took grains of rice, and I think each grain of rice is worth $100,000. I don't know where I saw this, but
yeah, I saw it.
But he's saying $100,000 is this. Okay, this is what somebody who is worth $10 million. This is their pile of rice, and it was substantial. And then he's like, "Well, if you have $1 billion." You have $1 billion. It's so much. You could just grab a fistful of rice and you're not even thinking about it.
It's 1,000 million. It's like so much money.
You can't even notice things that are gone. So every fucking professional sports owner is a billionaire. Everyone.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Or a management group would have to have over $1 billion. And so for it not to be an automatic thing, and this should be, I mean, you know, nobody wants to fight for it in the player's contract, but this should just be a standard thing in every league that if there's a stoppage, you've got to make these people whole.
It's a drop in the bucket.
These are the people that are going to get totally fucked.
Yeah.
I mean, anyone who's working hourly jobs, and like I said, America's closed for business for a while. The economy is going to be next level bad because of inevitable layoffs.
Oh, yeah. And for people, service people
immediately.
Yeah. Yeah, it's brutal.
Awful. And for these billionaires to not just make it an automatic thing, of course we're taking care of you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, it shouldn't even be a question.
Maybe by the time this podcast is out, you know, they've come to agreements. But I only saw Mark Cuban at this point.
I mean, Steve Ballmer is so fucking rich; it's almost impossible to fathom the level of wealth that he has. Like, not every owner's at that level, but they're all rich as hell. And they all bought their team for, you know, pennies at the time. And now there's, you know, they're all worth billions of dollars, just that segment of their business. So yeah, make them whole. Take care of these people, guys. Come on.
Well, it's time for non-sports segment on the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. I'm talking about the segment now. Non-sports segment.
Oh. All right, Ed, what's happening in the world of non-sports?
So I know there's a lot of consternation about how America has been prepared for this. And I just want to point out some incompetence in other countries or lies. Because it's definitely going on here. But Iran claims it is only five people have died from coronavirus.
500. Yeah.
But you can see many mass graves from space. So there might be fudging the numbers a little bit.
That's
not a funny story. I just wanted to point it out.
That's one thing about these other cultures. Like, you're seeing Italy hit really hard, and who knows about China, because, you know, you're probably not getting the whole story out of there. But in their cultures, you have a lot of family members living in the same house. So a lot of times grandma and grandpa are there, and, you know, like, there's generations living in the same house. And so that's how these things can spread quickly to your old ass granddad and kills him pretty fast. So it's not a surprise that a lot of people in a culture like that would get this virus and pass away.
Yeah, the best thing that I can do for my 96-year-old grandmother is stay away from her right now.
I know.
I don't feel bad, but I know. Fuck. Yeah. She does not need to be around children. I read one thing about the kids. They're not getting affected as much, but they are picking it up faster than anyone and spreading it faster.
Really? They're spreaders. Well, I mean,
that's why you got to keep your kids away from shit.
And that makes sense, because they're in these fucking classrooms with all these other sick-ass kids.
Right. A man broke his family's coronavirus self-quarantine to attend a daddy-daughter dance.
So just putting it out there, I mean, pandemic aside, this daddy-daughter shit is so fucking weird to me. And I know it's not what I know. I'm reading something into it that isn't intended, but I'm telling you what, everybody that's looking at it is looking at it the way I look at it. My daughter got me a promise ring for her daddy, and we're going on a daddy daughter date. And I just don't, it creeps me out. That's I got weird. A daughter, you know, I'm her dad and she's my daughter, and that's it. You know, we have a father daughter relationship. We don't fucking dress up and go out together. You know, it's weird.
And then what? I mean, they don't do it at my kids' school, but what do they do? So the boys just have the night off? Like, what?
No clue. Yeah. Don't know.
It's weird.
Not participating. It's weird.
It feels like it's from another era, this kind of thing.
Absolutely. It's just, I don't get it. I just don't. I don't.
And this fucking jerk off. If you're told to self-quarantine.
Yeah.
I mean, God, usually they say for 2 weeks, your life is that important that, like, 2 weeks, you can't just follow the rules. Fuck off.
Yeah. Fuck off.
Well, I peppered in a non-coronavirus story.
Oh, nice.
TikTok apparently censored videos from users it deemed too ugly, overweight, or poor.
What? I thought they were all ugly, overweight, and poor on there.
But what's the point? What? There's some arbiter saying they look a little bit poor. What does that matter?
Well, is it like they do like what Twitter does? Or you see this on Instagram?
I'm not on TikTok. That's the neither one thing. Like, neither just, am I,
of course.
It's just too much for me.
My daughter, who I'm not dating, she's on TikTok, and they do dances on there and like lip sync to songs. And I don't know how, but they all they all like know the same dances to do. I don't know. I don't even get how it works, but I know there are like a lot of fats and like slow adults and stuff on there, which is I'm fine with. But do you think they like kind of shadow ban people like Instagram does? Like sometimes you'll search for an account on Instagram and you'll type in the exact screen name, handle. See, there's another word I couldn't think of the person that you're looking for.
And you can't find it?
You'll have to scroll down to like the ninth result to find the actual account you were looking for because they're shadow banned, because they don't buy in to Instagram's advertising program. They're doing their own thing on there. And their Instagram's like, no, we got something to sell you. And if you don't buy it, Pete, we're going to make it not impossible, but much more difficult to find. Take, for instance, account that I follow. I don't know. I'll try to think of one off the top of my head. Butt Snorkler. If you're looking for Butt Snorkler on Instagram, which is an account I follow and I would recommend all of you follow it as well. Butt Snorkler is pretty hard to find. Even if you type in exactly the term with the at in front, at Butt Snorkler. You're probably wondering, hey, what's Butt Snorkler? It's pictures of butts. It's an account you're going to want to follow. You get to Butt Snorkler, you're going to want to continue to follow Butt Snorkler.
But well, there's like 10 Butt
Snorklers. Yes, because there's things that are like close to Butt Snorkler that people make to get the shine, to get people that find you by accident, which is you're a fucking scumbag if you do that, by the way. I go with my fucking government name on social media, as does Ed Daily. I'm out there. I don't like call myself like Michael Jordan, but I spell it J-O-R-D-E-N so that I could get all the misspellings following with a picture of Michael Jordan and the thing. That's fucked up. Point is, I believe Butt Snorkler is the kind of account that is shadow banned for not buying into the Instagram thing. And maybe the fats on TikTok are getting a little too much shine and TikTok just wants to let them know, hey, you got to play by the rules.
This story is amazing to me. Just the most blowhardy of blowhards. Yeah. Jared Leto emerges from 12-day isolation to act like he's now just learning about coronavirus. No, I get the world has changed in 12 days, but it was talked about a lot 12 days ago. Did he not know 2 weeks ago?
Here's the thing about Jared. No, he knew. Of course he knew. But also, I don't know, because Jared Leto could be one of these guys that like his whole world is reading his Instagram comments.
His Mars, but the Mars yeah, 30, band.
His that great band he's in, 30 Seconds to Mars. And then also he could just have like a Google alert set for just Jared Leto. Like, what are the odds that Jared Leto does not have a Google alert set for every day to send him every single piece of news about Jared Leto? I guarantee you he does.
You know, it's pretty funny. Michelle set up a Google alert for me when my book came out. And
you were getting, there's a bunch of Ed Dailies in the world.
Yeah. I don't know how to take it off. But it's just constant like retired generals and funerals for guys named Ed Daily. Yeah. I mean, it's been like 5 years of nothing but funerals and retired generals.
That's pretty funny. Yeah, because your name is not uncommon.
Well, it's not uncommon for people in their 70s. Just old Irish guys.
You know, there's another Brian Beckner that lives. I recently moved, but there was another Brian Beckner that lived in the town I lived in, and a buddy of mine was, I might have told the story on the show before, a buddy of mine was coaching a Little League game, and he like came out at the beginning of the game to meet the umpire, and the umpire was like, okay, hey, nice to meet you, and the umpire goes, nice to meet you, I'm Brian Beckner. And my buddy goes, what? And he's like, you're Brian Beckner? And he's like, yeah. And he goes, have you heard of the other Brian Beckner? Mm-hmm. And the umpire goes, yeah, I have. So it's like, I'm basically famous. If your name is Brian Beckner and you live in the exact same city as me, you've probably heard of me.
That's what happened with Michael J. Fox. He had to add J because there was another Michael Fox in the acting game.
I know.
Maybe in Canada? There was like, he was kind of under the gun with that one.
I might have to start going with the W. Brian W. Beckner.
Marco Rubio dispelled notions. Yesterday, he was talking about a martial law on Twitter, but he spelled it M-A-R-S-H-A-L-L. So immediately people started sending him pictures of Marshall Mathers.
Yeah.
Then so, he corrected
himself. Yeah.
And he said, sorry, I was just trying to dispel a notion of martial law quickly. I should have spelled it. And then he put marital.
That's real dumb. That's real dumb.
Marital law.
That's real dumb. That's because the first one I could fuck up. I could see myself just typing it out because it's not a widely used term. Unless you lived in Poland in the 1980s, or what's the place in Southeast Asia, Myanmar right now?
Oh, sure.
You're not really familiar with the concept of martial law. So I could fuck that up. But the second one where he went to spell martial and spelled it marital, that's pretty funny.
Kid Rock refuses to shut down his Nashville bar despite the mayor's closure mandate.
That doesn't surprise me.
I think it's called the Big Ass Honky Tonk Bar. Right.
That doesn't surprise me, but I heard that it's like not, that's actually a misnomer, that Kid Rock's name is on it, but Kid Rock doesn't really have much to do with the, you know, in Nashville, like every shitty fucking country act has their own bar. So there's like the Florida Georgia Line bar, or the
that is a good town though.
It is. It's a great town. But there's the Jason Aldean bar. So if you're popular, somebody comes to you and goes, "Hey, we got this space. It's not doing that well. Right. Let's put your name on it, and you know we'll cut you a check every month." I think that's the situation with Kid Rock. Now, don't get me wrong. Bob Ritchie, he's mostly a piece of shit. I'm just saying, in this situation, I heard it a different way.
In defense of Kid Rock.
Right. As I'm wont to do, I'll defend Kid Rock here.
A British kid was sent home from school for charging classmates money to use his hand sanitizer.
I mean, that's capitalism, right? He's working the game.
Right. This is the game we were given.
Right.
His dad said, like, called him a hero or something. I saw.
Of course. Yeah.
You know, we're all at a loss. We're trying to figure out how to beat this thing. Well, Shaggy Tudo posted a video this weekend.
Yeah.
And the way to fight coronavirus is by eating dirt snow.
I saw it. And it's
now he was admitted to the hospital yesterday.
He was?
No, but it was, I was hoping there was a bit more to the story. It was like a shoulder. Or a throat. It was like something that had nothing to do.
So if you haven't seen, I kept thinking to myself, man, two things I was thinking. Man, it's got to be a pain in the ass to do that makeup all the time.
He wasn't even performing. He was just hanging out with dirt snow.
That's what I mean. And also, then secondly, he had like a ICP themed like outfit on, but it wasn't like a tour. It wasn't like a silk screened thing. It was like a tailored sweatsuit in opposite paneled black and white all over that. It may have had the image of his makeup on the front, whatever it was fucking cool. And I was like, that's fucking cool. This guy's cool. And then he's like, hey, you know, he's from Detroit and he's out there like
dirt don't hurt.
Yeah. He's out there hanging out like by some trailer thing and there's shitty dirt snow. And he doesn't like, I might do that thing where I pretend to eat the dirt snow. And
no, he went for it.
Yeah. Like I go like to the side of my mouth and just like throw it behind me. And I'm like, yeah. Like when you try to trick a baby or something, but he fucking ate that dirt snow. He was chomping it.
Said dirt don't hurt. And then ate dirt snow.
Yeah. Yeah. So I got as if I didn't already, I'm just going to put it out there even more so today. I got a lot of respect for Shaggy Too Dope.
Long live.
Yeah. And that's not to shit on Violent J, because also he also has my respect. Well, and
that,
there's
but that's Smash Mouth, right?
Yeah, that's Guy Fieri. Violent J, there's no doubt in my mind that he also has a themed outfit like that, and that he also would eat some dirt snow.
He's performing as that day.
Right. That's a good point. Oh, if yeah.
Staying in the music business, Waka Flocka Flame says coronavirus is fake and minorities can't catch it. So congratulations, everybody. Congratulations, non-whites.
I was texting my son about coronavirus because he was like, you know, his mom's real freaked out. You know, that's how moms are. Moms freak out about shit. And that's, I was just trying to calm him down. I was like, look, you can take some time off school. You know, it's not the biggest thing in the world to worry about, but it's also something you should be aware of. And I'm like, it's probably something we're going to find out that's more commonly carried than we originally thought. And he goes, yeah, it's carried by 7 billion people who were implanted with chips in their brain by the Mossad at birth.
Oh,
because he was joking, but he's
that's out there.
He's a young kid that's on the internet that knows the kind of shit people say on the internet. And so he just wanted to let me know that one of the theories being floated out there. So you could see where Waka Flocka Flame gets his information is the same place my kid gets information that he immediately realizes is bunk. Waka Flocka Flames, you know, maybe doesn't look with as critical eye as a 14-year-old.
So, you know, we're 2 days in of the school thing, and
same.
My son will knock out his the assignment,
which
nobody's even going to collect. In like 45 minutes, he's done for the day.
Yeah.
And then it's either. And so I will occasionally say, hey, I need you to read for a little bit. I need I'll try to do a little bit. Let's go. We have a patio. So,
yeah,
let's go shoot, like play horse or, you know, something like that. But for the most part, I kind of want him to just entertain himself. And I am hearing. I'm spending a little more time hearing the YouTube shit he listens to.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, it's
real stupid.
Full of that nonsense.
It's real stupid.
Bad humor, but also bad theories and bad. Oh, for fuck's sake.
It's really, really, really lowbrow and stupid.
Speaking of stupid, Alex Jones and Jim Baker have been forced to stop peddling their coronavirus cures. One was like a toothpaste, one some sort of silver something.
Yeah.
It's like silver toothpaste.
They'll sell you some shit. I saw that on John Oliver.
How's Jim Baker still at it?
You know, all those guys, all those preachers that go down for
he went down over it was like when we were in middle school when he went down.
Yeah, but all of those guys, Robert Tilton, Swaggart, RIP. I think Swaggart's kid is now a preacher. All of those guys that go down, all of them come back. Every single one of them comes back to preach again. Benny Hinn, the whole fucking lot of them. So it's no surprise to me at all that Jim Baker's back. He was good at that shit. And he just says, hey, I'm sorry. The devil had my mind. It wasn't me. It was the devil. And then they come. I'm back. So he's back.
With Italians in lockdown, sex toy companies see sales surge and Pornhub spots an opportunity. Yeah, I got to think these Italians are getting after it with those sex toys.
Yeah, well, it's pretty all the romance languages.
Yeah, they fuck.
Italians, the Spanish?
The Spaniards are on lockdown too.
Yeah, the Spanish, fuck. They can't, it's just, there just has to be rivers of cum in the streets of Barcelona. If these guys are locked down.
I was saying to Michelle, when my kids got their Spanish passports last year, I said, they're going to disappoint some ladies when down the road because they're not naturally Spanish. They're just they've become Spanish citizens. But you know, somebody's gonna spot that and be like, "Oh, there might be something to this kid."
No, there's but just
in
no
reality. They're Ed Daly's sons.
There's
no.
You just know as just a regular guy, you're no match for a swarthy Spaniard or a greasy Italian. Never mind a fucking Frenchman.
Oh.
These guys were just fucking. These guys were born on third base.
And we'll finish with a non-coronavirus story.
Oh, okay.
Kind of a feel-good story from India.
I like it.
Man killed by his rooster while taking it to a cockfight.
Ooh.
You know, they say this about athletes, you know, sometimes when you have the domestic violence with football players, they say it's important for these guys to stay right on edge. But sometimes it goes the wrong way. Well, you wanted that guy revved up for the cockfight.
Now, I've never attended a cockfight.
I've seen enough on TV. It's kind of confusing who's putting down one what bet. It's like
I always wonder about that too. The same shit happens like on the TV. Yes, the running man. We talked about this.
They're yelling and writing down in their pads,
pointing
and screaming. It's too much.
Pointing, they're making one little mark on a piece of paper, and that's your betting slip. And he's handing them, and get you know. Sometimes he's getting a dollar back. Sometimes he's not. But I do know this about the cockfights. They strap some sort of a weapon.
Yeah, like a metal talon.
Yeah,
type thing
to the cock. The cock is weaponized.
Right, but. And do you think he was just trying to get, or maybe they were running late, so he strapped it on while he was driving?
Maybe he went early. Maybe he loaded up his cock early, and he wasn't ready. And boom, the cock came out of nowhere, and you know, landed a couple shots to the jugular.
Well,
that'll do it. If somebody's if somebody's got an X-Acto knife, and they hit you right in the right spot, you're going to bleed out. You just don't have time. So, you know, a badass chicken could fuck you up.
Yeah, he did. He fucked him up to the point where he killed him.
All right, Ed.
All right.
Who's that loud comer?
We don't have music for this, and we don't have a name for this, but this is the 2020 Baller Lifestyle March Madness Tournament. Explain to the audience what we're playing off here, Ed.
So this is, there's a bunch of them out there, but somebody did a kind of final projected bracket. And then for people to, you know, guess what would happen or whatever, but these would be the seeds. I think this is a guy named Jerry Palm, who's known in the college basketball community.
Not Joe Lunardi.
No, I'm not a fan.
You're not a Joe Lunardi guy.
Yeah, it's just he's a little too much of him on ESPN.
He's got a lot of neck. He's one of these guys. Why is he on TV?
Well, there's too much of him.
Too much.
Jay Billis, I could listen to him talk college hoops all the time because he's smart. He knows what he's doing. He's not a clown. But, you know, you get towards the end of the season and Lunardi is kind of just talking about brackets rather than the games themselves.
Right.
It's too much.
It's twofold. That there's a double meaning there. There's too much of him, meaning he's on TV too much. And then also he's a rotund guy. So there's too much.
I mean, I'm not
him.
Trying to bag on the guy's appearance. It's too much of him.
He's got a lot of neck. He's got a lot of loose skin on the old neck. That's what I don't like about him.
So we're just going to go through. All right. So this is the Midwest. We're going to go through the first round. And the tournament we are doing. So you couldn't have a tournament. We're not going to guess who would have won.
No, that's stupid. And also, who cares?
Say
plus, UCLA would have made a deep run. They were fucking hot at the end of the year. They play some D under Mick Cronin.
Prominent. Yeah. Well, I mean,
you know who
UCLA does like that D.
But, wow.
Wow. But anyway, yeah, it stinks. I mean, but we are going to do a tournament based on who's got the better prominent alumni.
Okay.
So this can go both ways.
Yes. Well,
right. And when I say alumni, we are not searching for degrees. Like I noticed when I was putting this together, Cheryl Hines has been to a couple colleges. She's included for both.
She went to Florida State, right?
But she went to Florida State, but she also went somewhere else, maybe like Ohio. She went somewhere first and transferred. So if you did a semester, did a year somewhere, we're not talking degrees. We're just saying you appeared at this.
It's wherever we said you went. It's right. We get to decide. Fuck off if you're going to quibble about that.
And so this was, a Google search, and I combined it with a column I had years ago.
Yeah,
so
fuck off.
Some schools are going to have more people than others.
I like it. But it's a great idea.
First, the one seed, Kansas, they have going against Robert Morris, which is a small school in Pittsburgh, I believe.
Right.
Kansas, you've got the Big Dipper. You got Will Chamberlain. Yep.
Tough to beat that.
I mean, there are a lot of – I try not to do too many in terms of athletes.
Yeah, I get it.
Don Johnson.
He went to Kansas?
At least for part of the time.
It's big old cock on Don Johnson.
And Paul Rudd. America's
Wow. It's
a pretty good threesome.
Wow. Okay.
I'm sure there are more, but those are the guys.
Okay.
Sorry, I've got it. All right. Robert
Morris.
Morris.
Uh-huh. Famous alums.
Quarterback Charlie Batch and the rapper Wale.
I mean, are you fucking kidding me?
I enjoy Wale.
Kansas moves on.
Kansas wins like they would in real life.
So we should say this because some of these will come down to a situation where Ed and I may disagree. And I invited friend of the show and co-host of the Bachelor Lifestyle Podcast, Jason Stewart, on. To be the tiebreaker, to just kind of chop it up with us.
Everybody's sitting around these days. He has time.
People got time. And it's like, and this fucking guy is such a diva. First of all, I'm like, hey, do you want to come on and do a show with Ed and I tonight? Now, I'll be honest. It was kind of late notice. It was this morning that I asked him. I gave him about, 9 hours notice, we'll say.
But you were no more prepped than he would have been. Right.
You know, it doesn't matter. It's all I got to say is, do you want to do a podcast? But then he's like, well, what's it about? And then I'm like, we're going to do a March Madness thing where we do the most famous alumni from every school. And I thought we were going to like say who was the most famous, because then the next question he goes, well, do you have examples? Do you have fucking
no examples?
Do you have examples?
It's not most famous. It's best.
Yeah, it's best. So I had it. I had a little wrong, but also who gives a fuck? And then,
right, just go with it.
Then he doesn't respond to me, yay or nay, for like 6 hours, maybe more. Until I go to him. So no question mark. And he comes back with, well, I actually have plans with my sister. That's fine. You're the kind of guy that does stuff with his sister. That's cool.
But that could have come up.
You could have said that first thing in the morning. You could have said, actually, I got plans. Fine. And then he goes, I could break the plans, but I'd really need to know why. Or he goes, but I'd really need more information. I mean, who is this fucking guy?
Yeah, there's a lot.
It's like, just, do you want to do a podcast? Yes or no? Yes, I can. No, I'm busy. Okay, fine. You got to go back and forth all day where you're giving him little bits of information that he fucking doesn't understand. And then he asks more questions. Just say no. Can't do it. Sorry, can't do it. Okay, that's it.
Okay.
So, hey, you guys should tweet Jason Stewart. Hey, where were you last night? That was a bummer. Go on. So Kansas moves on. Kansas moves
people
on.
Weigh in on whether you agree or disagree. We're going to do the first round, and then we'll save subsequent rounds.
Yes.
Okay. they're going to play the winner of the 8-9 matchup, and I imagine this is going to be some tough competition. It's Arizona State against Florida in the 8-9 matchup.
Okay, Reggie Jackson.
Okay, Arizona State.
Yep.
Phil Mickelson, Kate Spade, Jimmy Kimmel, David Spade, James Harden, Al Michaels, Pat Tillman, Barry Bonds, Nick Nolte,
okay.
Linda Carter, Steve Allen, The Tonight Show, Reggie Jackson, Linda Ronstadt, Dustin Pedroia, Thomas Wilson, a.k.a. Biff Tannen, Stephanie Meyer, who's Twilight, I think.
Yeah, she wrote Twilight.
And Scott Peterson.
Wow. Wow. Well, Scott Peterson went to Cal Poly San Luis Obispo.
Maybe at some point. I'm just saying.
Yes, both places. I understand.
Florida.
Okay.
Aaron Andrews, Faye Dunaway, Tim Tebow, Stephen Stills.
Oh, that's Arizona State all the way.
Sun Devils all the way.
Yeah, all the way.
And I think it was maybe Stern or something. Stephen Stills was a dick.
For
like the peace and love music, he was kind of a jerk.
No, he was a real piece of shit. There's a story in Sammy Hagar's biography where Sammy was throwing himself like a 50th or 60th birthday party in Cabo. And he flew in all these musicians to come play and party with him. And one of them was Stephen Stills. And when he got there, when he got to the hotel, Sammy was like, are you comfortable? Is there anything you need? And Stephen Stills was like, yeah, I need a quarter ounce of cocaine. And Sammy's like, oh, okay. And then he procured the cocaine for him. And then no one saw Stephen Stills again for the rest of the weekend.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. 5-12 matchup. The 5 seed Wisconsin against 12 seed East Tennessee State University. Now, Wisconsin's got some big names, but swings and misses here.
Okay.
You got Charles Lindbergh, Jim Lovell, Apollo 13.
So, Charles Lindbergh, real piece of shit. The guy flew, he did a ballsy thing. He flew across the fucking Atlantic Ocean in a little ass airplane. Pretty badass for the time. But the whole rest of his life, monster. Absolute giant piece of shit. He let a guy get executed for kidnapping his son when he fucking knew that guy didn't kidnap his kid.
Well, no, the guy who did it, Bruno Hauptmann, I believe.
He didn't do it. Yes.
No, he did.
He did not. No,
he did.
He was, the kid was murdered by Lindbergh's sister-in-law. She dropped it or something.
No. Bruno Hauptmann, he had like the gold. There was a whole bunch of stuff.
They think the evidence was that they found like part of one of the ransom dollars in his possession. In his toolbox.
He was a mechanic,
Like his toolbox or something. And then the other thing was that a piece of wood to make the ladder looked the same as the wood in his attic or something.
And he misspelled the same word.
Yeah, it's very flimsy evidence. He's fucking widely considered to have been framed, and Lindbergh knew it. The kid was murdered or like neglected while being watched by the sister-in-law. Look it up. Don't take my word for it. But also, he was also a Nazi sympathizer. So fuck Charles Lindbergh. Go on.
Yeah. Jim Lovell, Apollo 13.
Fucking astronaut. That's a badass. Yeah,
badass. Frank Lloyd Wright. Badass.
Yep. Asshole, though. Piece of shit.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, he was good at what he did.
Major piece of shit, though. Go on.
Don Ameche, Mortimer Duke.
Awesome.
Great actor.
Yep.
Dick Cheney.
Oof. That really brings down the curve right there.
East Tennessee State. You got Kenny Chesney.
He sucks.
He does suck.
Yeah, he's horrible.
With his hat.
Yeah.
And Timothy Busfield. Isn't that the redhead guy from 30-something?
Yeah, but he was also in, he's Poindexter in Revenge of the Nerds.
Yeah, right. 5-12 matchup?
I love an astronaut, but you got Cheney bringing down the curve. Meanwhile, on the other side, you got Poindexter on the violin.
Yeah, but Chesney.
Chesney's a real piece of shit. I'm leaning towards Poindexter, but I'll let you be the final call.
I mean, Cheney did create ISIS, so I'm going to go with ETSU.
Okay, yeah, there you go. I like it.
Right, you can't start something that is the reason ISIS was formed. 4-13 matchup, Kentucky versus Vermont. Okay. Kentucky, you've got Ashley Judd, the world record holder for most partners in a day, Lisa Sparks with three X's.
Ooh.
Matt Riley and Miss Elizabeth.
Pat Riley's a bad motherfucker. I saw Pat Riley in a restaurant one time, and he was one of those guys with that charisma where it was like a dark restaurant, and I just glanced across all the way across the room, and I went, oh, there's Pat Riley, because he's like so tall and so handsome, and he just fucking lights up the room as he walks across. Yeah, he is.
Vermont, 13 seed. We got a real mixed bag here too. So you got John Dewey. Dewey defeats Truman, guy.
Yep.
Hockey goalie Tim Thomas. Martin Saint-Louis.
Boston. Bruins. Yeah.
And was he Lightning? Saint-Louis?
Maybe. Yeah. Uh-huh.
The band members of Fish.
Vermont? Are we talking Vermont here?
Vermont. Jerry, what is it? Troy something. I looked him up, but they're all, because I was trying to figure out who they were.
And Fish members. No, Trey Anastasio. Trey.
Yeah. And
let's see if I can name them. One guy's called Fish. John Fishman.
I don't know.
Mike something. One's called Mike. And another guy I think is called Paige, the drummer. Paige. Pager? I'm not sure. Fish is horrible. Really good musicians, but their songs are just fucking awful.
Right. Which is kind of important when you're playing music.
Yeah.
Jerry Seinfeld's wife, Jessica.
It's kind of hot.
Dirk's Bentley. He's country, right?
Shitty country, yep.
Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck.
At least for some period of time, he went to UVM.
He did?
I'm just saying, this is what appears in the, that it's
he didn't go to Harvard with Maddie.
Raleigh Massimino. There's a fish out of water story.
Yep.
What's he doing in Vermont?
I don't know. It's weird.
Ryan Russillo, Mark Boone Jr. Mark Boone Jr. plays a shady copper criminal in everything. I looked him up. He's like, if you look up Mark Boone Jr., like character actor that you've seen in a million things.
Okay, I'm going to look him up right now. Keep going. Is that it?
That's Vermont. So you got Vermont versus Kentucky, which is like Ashley Judd and the most partners in a day and Pat Riley.
Mark Boone Jr., he's the...
been in everything.
Yeah, he's on that terrible biker show with the British guy that can't not sound British as the star. What's that called? American Thunder. Oh, he's in Memento.
He's in everything.
Yeah, that's
shady cop or criminal.
Yeah. What's the name of that fucking show? I'm going to run into it. I'm looking at his IMDb. Sons of Anarchy.
Right.
He's on that. Yeah, this guy's been in everything. Okay, I'm leaning towards Vermont. Also, Affleck. Affleck showed his shiny, girthy dick in a movie.
Side view.
I mean, and also... He's overcome his demons and
that movie that they were trying to hype up right before all the movie theaters closed. They're like, hey, this is like he's playing a redemption thing. Where he's doing it look terrible.
It's like his real life, but he's a basketball coach. He's got demons. Yeah. I'm leaning towards Affleck and Mark Boone Jr., but who are they going up against?
Well, they're going against Kentucky.
Oh, right. Oh, Pat Riley.
Pat Riley. And Ashley Judd, you know, she had her day.
Yeah.
And you have the most partners in a day. Lisa Sparks.
That's kind of gross. I mean, that's really gross. That's really gross. I'm going to Fleck. I'm going Vermont.
I'll back you on that
one. Okay.
Vermont. I do enjoy Fleck.
Yeah.
Next matchup. Illinois, the 6 seed against 11 seed Cincinnati. Illinois, we got Roger Ebert, YouTube founders, Steve Chen. Hugh Hefner, Red Grange, Nick Offerman, Dick Butkus, Larry Ellison, Shel Silverstein, Suze Orman, Ang Lee, James Hulse, oh, the Jeopardy dude.
Oh.
Alan Ruck, Cameron Frye from Ferris Bueller.
Yeah.
Donna Mills and Jack Welch versus Cincinnati. Oscar Robertson, Nick Van Exel, Sandy Koufax, the engineer of the Golden Gate Bridge, Joseph Strauss.
No.
Charles Keating.
Oh, real piece of shit.
Nipsey Russell, Kenyon Martin, George Clooney, Urban Meyer.
George Clooney went to Cincinnati?
That's right. I know he's across the river from where he's from.
Yeah, I know he's from Kentucky. That's tough.
Illinois.
I say Illinois.
Man, I love Clooney.
Clooney almost saves it for the Bearcats.
Charles Keating was a monster.
He's a real piece of shit.
Okay. We've got 3-seed Duke against Arkansas Little Rock.
Fuck Duke.
Hey, fuck Duke, but, you know, you would think, well, the alumni has got to be pretty good. You got Ron Paul, Grant Hill, Drew Rosenhaus,
and
Stephen Miller. Stephen Miller.
Oh, yeah, real piece of shit. Stephen Miller graduated what year? 1987?
Yeah.
Because he's at least 61 years old, right?
Yeah, he's so old. He just got married, too. Who's signing up for that?
I know.
Arkansas Little Rock, Derek Fisher, and Brooks Robinson.
Nope. Sorry. Neither.
Now, dude, Little Rock's got it. I mean, I know Derek Fisher's, you know, not in the Good Guy Hall of Fame, but Brooks Robinson's a legend.
Yeah, he's good.
He's not Stephen Miller.
Yeah, fuck Duke. You're right. Fuck Duke.
Little Rock wins that easily.
Despite Derek Fisher carrying Kobe's water for all those years, or having his water carried by Kobe for all those years, however that analogy works, I'll take Little Rock.
7-10 matchup, Michigan versus 10-seed Utah State. Michigan, you got Madonna, Tom Brady, Lucy Liu, Gerald Ford, Michael Phelps, David Allen Greer at some point, but I think he went to Yale.
Yeah.
But 1893 Chicago World's Fair serial killer, H.H. Holmes.
Yep.
Jack Kevorkian.
You left out one that will make me probably, and hey, I'm no fan of Michigan, the maize and blue. And I'm no fan of Michigan fans. But you left out James Newell Osterberg, aka Iggy Pop.
Oh, Iggy Pop.
Yeah.
Who
are they playing?
They're going against Utah State, Merlin Olsen, Harry Reid, and Chris Cooley.
Okay. Michigan.
Iggy Pop.
Mm-hmm.
And I missed out. 2-seed Creighton.
Creighton's in Nebraska.
Versus 15-seed Belmont.
Belmont, I'm going to say, let me guess, Tennessee.
Yeah, I believe Nashville. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So you got to think there's some country. So Creighton, they got Kyle Korver and Paul Silas. So two NBA guys.
I feel like Kyle Korver, he's had a stealthily great career as a 3-point shooter.
Me too.
But I gotta imagine because he kind of looks like who's that actor from that 70s show? He's married to Demi Moore.
Kutcher.
Ashton Kutcher. He kind of looks like him. I gotta feel like Kyle Korver is the Ashton Crusher.
Yeah.
Of the NBA, like low key. This dude's asphalt. He gets laid in every town. Kyle Korver, secretly, a real cocksman out there in the league.
Versus so Belmont, 15-seed, and they are decidedly Nashville. Brad Paisley, Trisha Yearwood, and DJ Qualls. Remember that guy from the road trip?
Yeah, he was weirdly skinny.
Yeah, he just came out of the closet, which was like, I don't know, 15 years after he had been in something. Oh, he was also in a good movie, Hustle and Flow. Hustle and Flow is a good movie.
Never saw it. Give it to Kyle Korver. Creighton.
Yeah, Creighton. One seed in the South, Baylor versus Boston University. Baylor, not maybe the least fun school in America. But Willie Nelson, Olympian sprinter Michael Johnson, Helen from Wings.
Yeah.
Mike Singletary, Tom DeLay.
Oof.
Ann Richards and RG3.
I mean, Willie Nelson, it's fucking going to be hard to beat that. And Helen from Wings, Crystal Bernard, real banging in her day. Yep.
Now, Boston U, sneaky.
Ooh, Howard Stern.
With a ton of people. Yeah. Not all great, but pretty good.
The Terriers.
Listen to this. Gina Davis, Howard Stern, Julianne Moore, Jason Alexander, Faye Dunaway, Emily Deschanel, Alfre Woodard, Olympia Dukakis, Michael Chiklis, Marissa Tomei, Mike Iruzioni, Joan Baez, Jeffrey Ross, Andy Cohen, Mariel Hemingway, Rosie O'Donnell, Craig Bierko, Michaela Watkins, Paul Rubens.
Wow.
AOC. MLK got his PhD there.
Whoa.
Jack Eichel, the hockey player. Ariana Presley from AOC's squad, that another congressman. Psy. South Korean rapper Psy went there.
What?
Robert Chambers, the preppy killer, I mean, and Bill O'Reilly, too.
That's it. Well, that's it. Look.
That's a murderous group.
No one should be able to defeat Willie Nelson, but the combination of Howard Stern, Psy, Marissa Tomei,
MLK got his PhD there,
and Paul fucking Rubens.
Yeah, that's a 16-1 upset.
Yes, you got to give it to BU.
Have to. Marquette, 8-9
Jesuit school.
Marquette, Dwayne Wade, Chris Farley, Doc Rivers, Tom Snyder, Jimmy Butler, Senator Joseph McCartney.
Wow.
Scott Walker.
Wow.
Don Amici. Buddy Ciampsi, the head of the Providence.
Yes, mob.
Crime boss.
Yep.
Mike Huckabee. Dan Harmon, creator of Community, I believe.
Right. And the cartoon Rick and Morty.
Yeah, so a real mixed bag there.
Yep.
Yo, McCarthy.
Yeah,
he's and they're going against Arizona. Jerry Bruckheimer, Bob Dole, Gary Shandling, Geraldo Rivera, Kristen Wiig, Greg Kinnear.
I was going to say Greg Kinnear. And who went to the first one again? It sounds like we liked the first one, yeah?
Marquette had Chris Farley, but also had... It also had, and Dwayne Wade also had Scott Walker.
Yeah. And Greg Kinnear played Bob, what's his name, that got orgied to death by his jealous orgy partner.
Oh, yeah. The Focus, Autofocus. Yes.
Yeah. What was his name? Bob Crane.
Crane.
You got to give it to the U of A.
Yeah, I think so.
Yep.
I love Farley, but yeah, there's some shaky ones in there.
University of Arizona ass eaters.
Ohio State. You got Jeffrey Dahmer, George Steinbrenner, Bobby Knight, Dwight Yoakam, Patricia Heaton, Bruce Valanche, Richard Lewis, Jack Nicholas, Jesse Owens.
Yeah. And who?
Lil John.
Oh, Lil John. I love Dwight Yoakam, and Jesse Owens is a bad motherfucker, obviously.
Oh, one of the best. Yeah. But this is another 5-12 waiting to happen. Yeah. They're going against 12 seed Yale. Meryl Streep.
Oh, come on. Yeah.
George H.W. Bush.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton. Ed Norton. Paul Newman. John Kerry. Jodie Foster. Clarence Thomas. Paul Krugman. Eli Whitney of the Cotton Gym fame. Claire Danes. Anderson Cooper. Oliver Stone. Sigourney Weaver. Cole Porter. Paul Giamatti. Angela Bassett. Fareed Zakaria. Jennifer Connelly. Henry Winkler.
Yeah.
Dick Cheney.
Yeah.
Brett Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
Vincent Price. Dick Cavett, Ben Carson, George W. Bush, Steve Mnuchin, Glenn Beck, James Franco, John Bolton, Lupita Nyong'o, Winston Duke, the dad from Us, Liev Schreiber, William Howard Taft.
I mean, there's a lot of pieces of shit that went to Yale.
It's a real mixed bag. They've got, I mean, Paul Newman, one of the best ever. Man,
come on. Paul Giamatti.
Giamatti.
It's great.
But Eli Whitney inventing the cotton gin, that really put steroids on the slave
move. That's true. That's true.
Henry Winkler, the Fonz, the fucking Fonz.
The Fonz. Okay, I'll let you make the call. This is too hard.
Well, come on. George Steinbrenner and Jeffrey Dahmer. I don't think we can reward them.
Yeah. Yale. Yeah, got to give it to Yale.
And 4-seed Butler versus 13-seed Bradley. Butler. Where's Butler? That's in Indiana somewhere.
Yep.
Gordon Hayward, and Karen Pence.
Mother?
Bradley. Bradley's got Charlie Steiner, Hersey Hawkins, and Kirby Puckett. Remember, he was like all beloved, and then they're like, oh, actually, he's like a really bad dude. He's punching women in the face. He's
a real piece of shit. But Kirby Puckett did, like, if you forget about all the shitty things he did, he was like 5'6".
Oh, yeah.
Like, how was he so good?
Yeah, and this was pre, like, juice. He looked like a beer league player.
He had that big fat ass, and he would put all that power from that big fat ass to that big fat part of the bat, and he'd hit him over the fence, and he'd also make plays in the field. Guy was a fucking badass center fielder or right fielder. I can't remember what field he played because he played for the
thinking center.
I think center. But yeah, I think center. Oh, shit. I dropped my pen and it hit a button. Hit the My Name is Brian button.
So I think Bradley has to take out Butler with Karen Pence.
Yeah. Yeah. Give it to Bradley.
UVA, another insufferable fan base.
I believe UVA is the oldest college in the United States. Is that not true?
Yeah, and they,
Thomas Jefferson.
They put Thomas Jefferson on the court. Yep. Guess what? Thomas Jefferson was a mixed bag himself.
Yeah,
let's calm down.
He was a pretty smart motherfucker. Also, wasn't Thomas Jefferson like 5'3"?
I don't think so, because the shortest president was 5'4", Madison.
Madison, but Thomas Jefferson was little also, and a ginger.
He was not a tall drink of water. Yeah, he was close, but he was not Madison. Was this small.
He was a smart motherfucker, but also they didn't have like 40-ouncers back then and like punk rock and like all the cool stuff. So all they had was books to read. So of course Thomas Jefferson was a smart motherfucker. There was nothing else to do. There was no internet.
Yeah,
there was no ball games to go to. Like, you just fucking sat around and read some fucking books.
Again, pretty good with UVA, but a mixed bag still.
Yeah.
Tina Fey, Robert F. Kennedy, Ted Kennedy, Katie Couric, Edgar Allan Poe, Georgia O'Keeffe.
I mean, Edgar Allan Poe is pretty cool, and so is Georgia O'Keeffe. Okay, go on.
Going against Richmond, the 11 seed, baseball player Sean Casey, Grant Shoud from Murphy Brown, Bruce Hornsby.
Sorry.
Horrible Redskins GM Bruce Allen and Todd McShay.
No. Sorry.
UVA's
got Virginia. Go Cavaliers.
Ted Kennedy. Yes. The 3-seed Maryland going against UC Irvine. This is not going to be close.
Oof, I know. Irvine's got
Maryland. Maryland, you've got Sergey Brin, who invented Google, Jim Henson, Larry David, Kevin Plank, Connie Chung, Goldie Hawn, David Simon, Gail King, Diane Wiest, Carl Bernstein, Stefan Diggs, Len Bias, Robin Quivers, Tim Kirkchen, Eric Swalwell, Knicks beat writer who shits all over Jim Dolan, Frank Isola.
Yeah, okay.
Going against Irvine.
Scotty Brooks.
John Lovitz, Scotty Brooks, David Benioff. That's Game of Thrones guy, right?
Hold on. He gets to have sex with Amanda Peet.
Yeah. Brady Anderson, Greg Louganis, Mick G, and long jumper Mike Powell.
But by Mick G, you mean Joseph McGinty, right?
Mick G.
And who could forget? We learned on this show a few years ago, Brady Anderson, mighty big cock.
Oh yeah, we did learn about that.
Yeah, but I would.
Yeah,
in a squeaker, Maryland takes out UC Irvine.
Game. Come on. Providence, the 7-10 game. Providence going against LSU. Providence has Janine Garofalo, John O'Hurley, and Lenny Wilkins.
Also, I mean, if you're gonna include athletes, how could you not include God Sham God?
God, true. Yeah. LSU, Shaq, James Carville, Pete Maravich, Odell Beckham, Joanne Woodward, Bill Conti, Lolo Jones, Don Lemon, Alex Bregman, Huey Long, David Duke, the Honey Badger, and Booger McFarland.
Here's the problem. You just named about 9 people I hate.
I mean, David Duke.
Yeah.
That's pretty much the discounting one.
Right.
Even the music from Rocky with Bill Conti, that's not getting over the...
No.
And Joanne Woodward, sure, we like her, but it was her husband that was driving the bus there.
Of course, yeah.
So Providence with God Sham God.
Moves on.
2-seed FSU versus Northern Kentucky. Florida State. Burt Reynolds, the founder of Spanx. Richard Simmons, Cheryl Hines, Deion Sanders, Paul Gleason, Faye Dunaway. See, she's appeared in a bunch of schools now. Faye Dunaway, Hunter S. Thompson, Robert Urich, Scott Stapp.
I mean, it's between Stapp, Hunter S. Thompson, Dan Tana, and fucking Burt Reynolds. That's a tough school to beat right there, FSU.
Northern Kentucky, George Clooney. I think this is where he started, maybe.
Yep.
Kennesaw Mountain Landis, the guy who banned the Black Sox.
Yep.
And a handful of politicians that had to register as sex offenders. Because what I did was famous alumni and then typed in the school, and they give a picture, and there was like a whole bunch of mugshots. I was like, who are these guys? Registered sex offender, former counselor. So,
okay. Florida State moves on.
Okay. How is that? All right. Dayton, the 1-seed against Winthrop. I don't know. Is Winthrop in Tennessee? Where's Winthrop?
Winthrop is in
North Carolina, I think.
Yes. North Carolina.
Dayton, John Gruden, Chuck Knoll, Dan Patrick.
I really hate John Gruden.
Yeah, it's too much of him.
He's too
Dan Patrick fine, but
he's fine, whatever. He's too self-aware,
the eyebrow wrinkling.
Yeah, give it to the other guys.
Well, Winthrop, one prominent alumni, Andy McDowell.
Oh, what a babe. Kirby was into it.
Yeah.
Okay.
St. Mary's.
The Gales.
Gales against Oklahoma. Mahershala Ali, he played hoops for them as like Herschel something.
He's very chiseled.
Yes.
And handsome.
And that's maybe their most prominent alumni. And then Susan O'Malley, whose claim to fame is she's the first female president of an NBA franchise, but that franchise is the Washington Wizards. Oklahoma, you've got Olivia Munn, James Garner, Mickey Mantle, Huey the Kingfish Long, and Mookie Blaylock.
I mean, I'm leaning towards Mahershala.
I do like Herschel.
Yeah.
And he actually played for him.
Yeah, and he balled out. Give it to Winthrop.
Oh, that was another show I'd never had seen the season of True Detective. I liked it. What's his name?
He was good. He was really good on True Detective with Stephen Dorff, the resurrection of Stephen Dorff.
Yeah, I hadn't seen Stephen Dorff in forever.
Yes. The captain or the sergeant or the lieutenant from 21 Jump Street was on there. Stephen Fuller or whatever his name is.
I was trying to figure out where I knew him.
Also always plays a cop. He was a cop in the Blues Brothers too.
That's right. Auburn versus Akron. Auburn, Charles Barkley, Bo Jackson, Tim Cook, Octavia Spencer, Lionel Richie, Frank Thomas, Jimmy Buffett, Tony Tennille of Captain and Tennille. and Victoria Jackson going against Akron.
Yeah.
Jason Taylor, Jim Tressel, Dan Auerbach from the Black Keys, and Maverick Carter.
You got to give it to Auburn. Lionel Richie. I mean, come on.
Lionel Richie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Louisville Liberty. Louisville. Diane Sawyer.
Papa John.
And Papa John and Mitch McConnell.
Yep.
Against, but Liberty is Falwell.
Oh, that's like a Jesus college.
Jerry Falwell Jr., Sam Ponder, Sid Bream.
Sid Bream. How did Sid Bream beat that throw to the plate, by the way? You almost want to give it to...
He had no wheels. Who would you give it to? I mean, Mitch McConnell
is a real piece of shit.
The worst of the group. I mean, Diane Sawyer, very respectable career, but she
was pretty hot in her day, too. I want to give it to Sid Bream just for beating that throw from Bonds to the plate. Like, how does that even happen?
Fair. Mm-hmm. West Virginia. You got Don Knotts, Bob Huggins, cocaine enthusiast Billy Mays, Hidden Figures, NASA woman Katherine Johnson, Pac-Man Jones, Steve Harvey, Cheryl Hines, Antoine Fuqua, Conchata Ferrell, who's like the 2.5 Men big lady.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Going against Rutgers. And these state schools tend to get a lot of people. James Gandolfini.
Yeah.
Milton Friedman, Natalie Morales, David Stern, Mario Batali, Ray Rice, Cheryl Lee Ralph, Bill Bellamy, Roy Snyder, Calista Flockhart, Jim Valvano.
No, you got to get Rutgers.
Fugees,
Rutgers. It's Rutgers. Yeah.
Michigan State versus North Texas.
Oh, North Texas is Dr. Phil.
You got Magic Johnson, James Caan, Tom Sizemore, Bubba Smith, the inventor of the rubber ice cube tray, Lloyd Groff Copeman, versus North Texas. Nora Jones, Pat Boone, Don Henley, Dr. Phil, Mean Joe Green, Larry McMurtry, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Peter Weller, Meatloaf.
Dude, that's RoboCop. Keep going.
Church.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Ray Orbison, Joe Don Baker.
Dr. Phil, Thomas Hayden Church, and RoboCop and Nora Jones all went to the same college? Put them in the final four. North Texas.
North Texas is one of those schools that seems like the way they play sports seems like a small school, but they're massive. It's like 60,000 people.
Isn't it like kind of like a diploma mill? Like you could do a lot of online Dr. Phil.
Yeah, he's a doctor in what? Get out of here.
Yeah, physiology, I think.
Here's the favorite, probably, though. 7-10 matchup, 7-seed USC versus 10-seed Indiana.
The Gamecocks.
No.
Oh.
Trojans.
The other one, right.
George Lucas, Will Ferrell, John Ritter, Neil Armstrong, Forrest Whitaker, John Wayne, Robert Zemeckis, Judd Apatow, LeVar Burton, Ron Howard, Frank Gehry, Kira Sedgwick, Daryl Hannah, Timothy Oliphant, Eric Stoltz, Shinzo Abe, America Ferrara, Tom Selleck, Sybil Shepherd, John Singleton, Brian Singer, John Carpenter, Dr. Drew.
Well, hold on. Brian Singer is like a...
he's on a non grata.
Right. he likes to fondle him.
Indiana, Mark Cuban, Suzanne Collins, Jane Pauley, the beret guy from Mythbusters, Kevin Klein, Joe Buck, Dick Enberg, Jonathan Banks, Lee Majors, Mike.
Wait, Jonathan Banks is Mike from Breaking Bad. Yeah, okay.
Breaking Bad. Lee Majors, Mike Pence, Isaiah Thomas, Laverne Cox.
As much as it hurts me to do it, got to give it to the Trojans.
Yeah, Trojans. Villanova, the 2-seed against North Dakota State. Villanova's got Howie Long, Bradley Cooper, Maria Bello, Toby Keith.
Keith is the worst.
Horrible. Yeah. And what? Villanova?
Yeah, that's Toby not Keith.
Is not a brand for him.
I thought he was an Oklahoma guy.
He was a little posh Northeastern school guy. Yeah. North Dakota State, Tyrone Braxton, pro wrestler Bob Backlund, Simpsons theme song composer Alf Clausen, convicted serial killer and child molester Joseph Duncan.
Ooh. Okay, give it to Nova.
The last bracket, one seed in the West, Gonzaga versus 16 seed Siena. Gonzaga, it's Bing Crosby and John Stockton.
Bing Crosby. Ask Bing Crosby's kids about Bing Crosby. He was a real piece of shit.
You'll know a lot about his left.
Bubba right B-Boo, go get daddy's belts. You're going to get whipped.
Sit on my belt and smack you around a bit. Bubba B-Boo.
But Siena is one prominent alumni that is going to guarantee Gonzaga wins. Wayne LaPierre.
Oh, from the NRA.
Worst guy in America. Probably the worst guy.
He's a real piece of shit because he promoted the NRA, but also NRA people should hate him because he's basically bankrupted them by fucking draining all the money into his own bank account.
He's a horrible person to everyone.
Yes. Fuck Wayne LaPierre. Give it to Gonzaga. Johnny Stockton.
Yeah. Houston versus Colorado. Houston. Jim Nance, Fred Couples, Dennis Quaid, Hakeem Olajuwon, Clyde Drexler, Jim Parsons, Lil Wayne, Randy Quaid, Wade Phillips, Carl Lewis, Tom Landry, Robert Wall, MPAA head Jack Valenti, Lizzo, Lizzo, Tom DeLay again, Elvin Hayes, Fuzzy Zeller, fried chicken comment, Mary Kay, Ponzi scheme Mary.
How's that still going?
I saw somebody with the sticker in front of me like a week ago.
I saw the fucking Cadillac not that long ago.
Jack Valenti.
Yeah.
The whole rating. I saw a documentary about the whole rating system.
Yeah. It's a big scam.
It's a shady organization that they're taking money. And also he fought VCRs. Like he tried hard to crush the VCR industry at the time.
Yeah.
But, there's a lot of people there.
Both Quaid brothers.
Going against Colorado, Robert Redford, Matt Stone, Trey Parker, and Christopher Maloney.
I mean, South Park is pretty good.
It's great. Redford.
And it's been on for a long time.
And they don't give a fuck. They go after
things. They go after it, and it's fucking funny. And it's like never not funny. It's always been funny, and it's basically just those two guys that make it.
Yep. And tell me one time that Christopher Maloney was bad.
Right.
Great.
He's in Oz.
Wet Hot American Summer. He's great.
Amazing. He's a chef. Give it to Colorado. Colorado upsets Houston.
The Buffs.
Yes.
Penn State.
Whoever's going against them.
Ty Burrell, Keegan-Michael Key.
Oh, like
Jerry Sandusky, Franco Harris, John Aniston, Rick Santorum, Adam McKay, Matt Millen, Saquon Barkley, Lex Luger, the wrestler.
The only thing I know about Lex Luger is he's the one that's that gif of like where he jumps like to do a kick or something and his leg snaps in half. That's everything I know about Lex Luger is from the one gif I've seen of him because... He wasn't a thing in wrestling when I stopped watching it at the appropriate age of 10 and a half. Go on.
Well, I mean, they've got some problems, but they're going against a weak Stephen F. Austin. You got Jeremiah Trotter, Don Henley, and Bum Phillips. It's not a great match.
I mean, Bum Phillips is pretty cool.
It's pretty cool that he went by Bum and wore that 10-gallon hat.
Yeah.
I'll give him that.
Yeah. Coach the Oilers. Who else? Who was the other team?
Well, you got Penn State with Sandusky and Rick Santorum.
Fuck. I'm sorry. I can't. Penn State can't get my vote. So you do what you need to do.
I do like Keegan-Michael Key, but
I like him too. And I like the broken leg gif.
Over.
Yeah.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Okay. 4-seed Oregon versus New Mexico State. 4-seed Oregon. Phil Knight. Chuck Palahniuk, Lindsey Wagner, David Ogden Steers, Howard Hessman, Ben Hogan, Stephen J. Cannell, Ty Burrell, Dan Fouts.
I mean, Dr. Johnny Fever.
Who's Johnny Fever. It's going to be tough.
Yeah, going to be tough.
New Mexico State. All they have is old Illinois coach Lou Henson and Pascal Siakam on the Raptors.
I mean, he's so, pretty good, but yeah, Johnny Fever takes that.
BYU versus Stanford. BYU, Steve Young, Mitt Romney, Aaron Eckhart, John Hader, a.k.a. Napoleon Dynamite, Danny Ainge, Philo Farnsworth, the most underrated person in history, invented the television.
Right.
Elizabeth Smart, Jim McMahon.
Yeah.
Versus Stanford, which I have to think they're going to be.
Yeah. Stanford. Yeah, but, you know, so douchey, Stanford.
It is. I mean, Elon Musk.
Sergey Brin.
Yeah, Elon Musk. Well, Sergey Brin was Maryland, which is a good, I mean, that's the thing. Yeah. He's a douche, but he invented Google.
Yeah.
Do you remember searching for things pre-Google? It's terrible.
I remember. Yeah, it was. Elon Ask Musk. Jeeves.
Oh, yeah, awful.
Yeah.
Lycos.
Oh, yeah. Almost. Yeah, Lycos.
Reese Witherspoon, Tiger Woods, Herbert Hoover, terrible president, Sandra Day O'Connor, Peter Thiel, Teal. Sally Ride, Rachel Maddow, Mitt Romney again, Cory Booker, John Steinbeck, Chelsea Clinton, Fred Savage, your boy, basketball buddy, Jennifer Connelly, Ted Danson.
Yeah.
Richard Sherman, Andrew Luck, Christian McCaffrey, Adam Schiff, Elizabeth Holmes, Emmy Rossum, John Elway. Elizabeth Holmes, that voice.
A lot of pieces of shit went to Stanford. A lot of narcissists. Ted Danson. Yeah.
Pretty great, but that's a kind of a bad group.
Yeah, it is.
But BYU, all right, so you got the guy, you got some shady people, but you got the guy who invented television.
And
BYU.
Also Aaron Eckhart. Low key, he's got that ass chin. He's got that cleft chin.
He's been in some good shit.
Yes. I bet that ass chin has been in
places.
A lot of ass. Like that guy's handsome. But also like the origins of BYU, not great.
It's got some problems, but yeah. I'm going BYU.
I'm with you. Too many douches on that Stanford list.
Philo Farnsworth invented the goddamn television.
Yeah. Yep. Steve Young, guy could sling it.
He's a turd, though. Three matchups left. 3-seed Seton Hall versus 14-seed Hofstra. Seton Hall, Dick Vitale, Chuck Connors, the Rifleman, Max Weinberg, Bob Lee, Bill Raftery, and Chris Christie.
That's a pretty shitty list, Seton Hall.
I like Billy Raftery, but that's a rough group. Hofstra, though, what is that?
That's like Northern.
This is an underrated one. Yeah. Francis Ford Coppola, Christopher Walken, Robert Davi.
It's over.
James Caan.
Bob Davi. James Caan.
Katie Nolan. Carol Alt. Madeline Caan.
Carol Alt was a babe back in the day.
Chris Albrecht, the.
Started HBO. Yeah.
Bernie Madoff.
give it to Hofstra. Hofstra all day.
Still wins that one. Two more. 7-seed Iowa versus 10-seed Xavier. Iowa, Ashton Kutcher, Tennessee Williams, Tom Arnold, Diablo Cody, Gene Wilder, Alex Karras versus Xavier, John Boehner, and Jim Bunning.
Say it again. Sorry.
Well, activity in the back. Xavier, yeah. John Boehner, Jim Bunning versus Iowa is Ashton Kutcher, Tennessee Williams, Tom Arnold, Diablo Cody, Gene Wilder, Alex Karras.
Give it to Iowa. Gene Wilder. Come on.
Yeah. Last one. San Diego State versus Eastern Washington. San Diego State, Raquel Welsh. Marion Ross, Gregory Peck, Marshall Faulk, Cleavon Little, Julie Kavner, Fred Dreyer.
I mean, Raquel Welch, babe. Cleavon Little, come on. Freddie Dreyer? Okay. Versus?
Versus Eastern Washington. You got the dude who fucked the shark, Jim McElwain, and Colin Cowell.
Worst. San Diego State.
All right, that's it.
That's
all we got.
Okay, we will finish this off next week. That was very, very fun. Thanks for putting that together, Ed. The 2020 Baller Lifestyle March Madness Tournament, Alumni Tournament. We will check in with you guys next week. For Ed Daly, my name is Brian Beckner. This has been episode 310 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. We will see you next week.
TBLS, hell yes, the lifestyle's baller. Podcast getting bigger and not smaller. Broadcasting weekly, that's what we do. With Easy Ed Daly and the man Jay Stew and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Plus, you know there's Kate with a C, but she's known as Fancy Pop to you and me. Talking loud, comers, conundrums, my brothers. Reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks.